Greetings, lovely listeners. Today we are going to dive in to what makes a good sitter. What do we want out of sitters? What is a good way to be as a sitter that ensures for a smooth connection to spirit with the medium? So let's get started. Of course, I base this on my real life. Y'all know that these podcast topics are always formulated from what I have going on in my life. So this was a topic recently presented to me by my students, okay? So first and foremost, I was trained this way. I don't know about you listeners. I'm sure you've seen sitters or mediums that ask their sitters to keep their responses short when you check in. I do not feel like any medium should have to hear more than a word or two response from their sitter when they're checking in. You do not want a sitter coming in being chatty Cathy. No, do not let them sit down and give you their life story before you connect to spirit. You have an intro. I teach this in my 30 minute session class for my year ones. Mediums, you have an intro. You should not ever know the details about who the sitter wants to hear from, the person in spirit's qualities or traits. It is our job as mediums to bring that information forward if spirit person wants it. So mum is the word, okay, with the sitters. They come to the Zoom room, they come to your office, and you say, "I'm Jennifer, it's nice to meet you. Let's get started," yada, yada, yada. Don't let them tell you who they wish to hear from. Some people are, you know, skeptics. They won't give you a word. We know that, right? But then there are some who are just so grief-stricken and so in such a sensitive place that they're desperate and they are yearning for that connection with their loved ones. And you just have to be gentle and say, I know that you have an expectation here, but we're going to hear from who spirit chooses you to hear from today. There's always a divine reasoning to this. So hold the details until the end of the session. I really like to start these sessions out with a clean slate, not knowing anything. And they will understand because you've let them know that they will have that place to express about their loved one in spirit after the session. Okay. So mom is the word. That's what we want from, you know, sitters in the beginning and during the sessions. And I hope my students know this. Do not be chatty Cathy when the medium checks in with you. When the medium checks in with you, you say, "Yes, no, I don't know." Now, with that being said, that's intermediate mediums, okay? When you have baby mediums that are just now developing their trust in spirit, that are battling the doubt of the mind and the mind interfering and dissecting that spirit person's information that's processing through the conscious mind, I do feel like it is okay to provide more of a supportive response. And yes, that involves more than saying, "Yes, no, I don't know." If I have a young medium, if I have a year one who I know is struggling, and they say, let me think of something. Let's say they say, "I see a piano. It feels like a love of music here. Would there be a love of music in your family, Jennifer?" I will help that medium out and I will say, "There is a love of music and there's actually a piano too." Continue, you know, or do you see what I'm saying? Where I won't feed them information, but I will kind of give a little bit more than a yes or no to support them in what they have given already, okay? I won't let them dismiss something that is obviously of importance in my life right now. The piano's huge. I will also, if they give a piece of evidence and then they do the thing where they vague it or throw out a few pieces because they've gotten it so clearly, like there's no way they could get just that knowing or that image right so clearly, I will tell them, actually, yes, you're right with the first piece you said. It was wings. He was a pilot. I will support them in confidence with what they're receiving. Does that make sense? And with the baby mediums who are in year one, who have not trained under other mentors, I think that's very important that we do it. We give them that support as mentors because they're still figuring out their mind, their mind space in mediumship. They have not mastered that surrender completely and that sharing to consciousnesses in the mind. They haven't mastered that. They're getting used to it. So to give them confirmation that, yes, trust that first knowing. Yes, the image is that. Yes, it's very, I think that's very important. And we all know when we start this journey of development that what we see and how we know and how we feel, it's very chop, chop, literal. Spirit is not taking us into symbology yet most of the time. With the baby mediums, they aren't there yet. And Spirit knows that. Now, that's not an absolute, but that is what I see with my year ones who are babies starting out. But for the most part, my students who are intermediate to advanced, we have to keep our responses as yes, no, I understand, possibly not sure. Something like that, okay? And let's talk about, in addition to being a good sitter, let's talk about what constitutes a productive practice sessions, practice session. Actually, maybe that is more what this podcast is about. I'm literally popping on to discuss this because I gave a mentor, mentee, a quick little mentorship private one-on-one session this morning. I was like, I've got to get this on a podcast. So what makes a good practice session? Well, I'll tell you right now, it's more working with spirit than it is talking with each other about your life stories. If you do decide to really connect and you vibe well with this practice partner, this medium, save the sharing and confirmations and life stories for after y'all have worked your mediumship contacts, right? A good practice session, like when I pair my students up to practice, or when you practice with mediums out there, hi, hey, it's great. How you doing? Okay, yeah, all right. I'm ready to work hard with spirit. Who wants to go first? Okay, I'll go first. All right, so will you set the timer for 8 minutes? I want to do good 7 minutes after I land the contact and 1 minute wrap up, right? You know, okay, let's work. Gotcha. All right, give me that 1 minute warning. Okay, here I go. So let me just take a second to center. I've had a busy morning, busy mind. So I'm just going to breathe, start my timer when I start talking or start my timer when I land the contact. And then you go on to bring the contact. As you're bringing it, you check in. Your sitter should only respond with a yes, no, possibly. And I think that with mediums in the intermediate to advanced place, those shorter answers are best. If you have a baby medium you're working with, remember, if they need an extra depth or reassurance for what they've given you, you can give it, but do not go on and on. Do not give sentences worth of information. It's very important that the medium stays in the blend. And then when both mediums have stopped practicing and they've completed their contacts each, which, I mean, this should be maybe 20 minutes most. I tell my students, a practice session can only be 20 minutes. And then, okay, yeah, okay, well, awesome. Thanks for that contact. And they'll say, yeah, thank you for bringing my dad through too. Okay, cool. Well, I guess I'll see you maybe in circle. All right, awesome. Bye, later in the Zoom meeting. 20 minutes tops. That's what it can be. I tell my students practice sessions don't need to be more than 20 minutes. But Then when that 20 minutes is over, if y'all want to bring another contact in another 20 minutes, go for it. If y'all want to then tell the whole story of that spirit person and what that evidence was they brought through, how it connected, go for it. But I think most importantly that efficient and effective 8-minute contact practice needs to happen at minimum, right? You can always set your timer and bring a longer contact. If you want to push for 11-minute contacts, a 30-minute session, honestly, y'all, is like 2 12-minute contacts. Or one the whole time. Remember, you got to have time for your intro and your wrap up, which is super important for business development and emotional closure. And I dive into that in a 30-minute with my year ones. But we have to leave our practice sessions feeling like we got a good workout of our mediumship, and spirit will work you in these practice sessions and also give you some upliftment and support with the contact you receive and in the message you give as well. But that's a good practice session. Please be considerate of how much you talk about yourself versus the other medium when sharing or catching up. It should be equal. It's interesting. I feel, oh gosh, at one point in my life, and I'm sure you listeners have been there as well, when you meet people or when you spend time with friends and family, coworkers, if you've never had etiquette training on this or any type of business development or haven't learned this couth aspect, conversations on a casual basis should be an equal give and take. An equal give and take of, I'm telling you about me. Now let me ask about you. Consideration of people, right? So if we have someone that we're with and they always talk about themselves, you know, and we, you know, that's a whole podcast for another podcast. I'm no professional on why people talk about their life or their things or their people or their stuff going on most, but I do know it usually relates to them feeling the need to be expressed, acknowledged, and heard, right? That is underneath that. But when that is, and then sometimes people are just really all about themselves, right? But when you encounter that, it's not a healthy conversation. It should always be acknowledgement of both people in a casual day-to-day catch-up way. Now, if someone's in need and they need an ear to lean on, you know what? That's another story. But when we're talking about practice sessions here with mediums, there shouldn't be like a medium dominating, talking about their life or going on and on. It should be very efficient, like balanced with give and take and expression of each other's feedback, the contact that was received, sharing about that person, because that's what we want our energy to be, is balanced, right? Everyone deserves an equal piece of the pie. And let's make it a pumpkin pie because Thanksgiving is next week. And everyone needs to get an equal piece, you see. We all got to feed our bellies and we all want to have that nice, content belly full of pumpkin pie. And so when things become unbalanced, like what do we say? I'm sure you listeners have been there when you have chatty Kathy in the Zoom room for your practice session. How? And this is so loving because I've had so many mediums say, I didn't know how to stop them. I didn't want to interrupt. I did want to listen and hear their story about their spirit. I didn't want to be inconsiderate. Well, you can't be inconsiderate. You're so considerate, even thinking about being inconsiderate, okay? So you're not going to be inconsiderate. But you have to know that a practice session should only be X amount of time, and that to have a medium partner you're practicing with go on and on and on throws an imbalance into the energy exchange there. Okay. So how do we go about, I'm making a note because I just thought of one more thing I want to share with y'all after this point. So how do we go about as mediums redirecting our sitters or our mediums we're practicing with? You know, I literally told my mentee just 35, 45 minutes ago, actually what I worked with my own daughter with, my own 12-year-old, when it comes to finding your voice and having to express it and redirect or tell someone to stop their speaking, right? When you know that they're just genuinely sharing and they're a talker naturally, or they love to speak out, right? And go on and on. You know, I can be that way. I'm guilty. Someone will ask me a question, I'll answer in like 7 minutes, right? When it should have only been 2 minutes, right? But how do we word this with people in our practice sessions, mediums, and still seem to be considerate of the medium speaking and rambling? And you have to write out your sentence, 10 words or less, short, simple, and sugar-coated. I've already talked about that in my last episode. Sugarcoat your sentence. And you write it out, and then you're going to look in the mirror, and you're going to practice saying that sentence. You are going to practice looking at yourself, saying that sentence that you have to give to sitters and other mediums who talk too much, and you need to chop it off and move on, because the energy has become unbalanced. And usually they're not intentionally doing it. And you're not going to be a bad person. You're not going to be a bad medium. You're not going to be a meanie. You know, you are just keeping the energy balanced for your sake and for theirs and for the sake of your practicing with spirit. So an example of a few one-liners are, oh gosh, let's see, how sugary can I make this? How sugary can I coat these words? Oh, you know what? I love that you're telling me about your dad. It sounds like he's really a fabulous guy. You know, I loved working with him in spirit, but I would like to get to my practicing if that's okay. So feel free to wrap up very quickly, or feel free to wrap up so we can move forward with this session. And there's probably even a more sugary, like I'm an Aquarian Taurus, huge wiring here, blunt with my words. And I won't hold on to the guilt of feeling like I was an inconsiderate person. I'm a businesswoman, listeners. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't. Business people. And you know what else? In my life, I have a lot of lawyers around me. Just because it's their profession, we get along great. Because lawyers, if you've never spent time with them, they say it. They're very logical. They're very efficient and effective people, business-wise, naturally. They couldn't have passed the bar if they weren't. You have to be efficient and effective and understand and be concise. It's their wiring. So it's really helped me and prepared me to just know as a businesswoman, and it's my wiring, my natal chart, that this is not mean. It's just efficient. It's efficiency, people, okay? To just say, oh, that's awesome. And do you mind if I go ahead and bring my contact now? That sounds amazing. And I'd love to, you know, hear another few sentences, of course, but I also, you know, want to be respectful of our time together, to, you know, just respectful of our time together here. And I promise you, the moment you start speaking that sentence of redirecting and them wrapping up their story or their chatting about their life or their person, they will get the message. They are a medium, okay? They are, okay, yep, sure, thank you. And what I was just going to say is my dad was blah, 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 blah. Okay, yes, I'm ready. Yes, okay, thank you. Okay, would you, you know, can I, or I'll work now for you, Okay. Thank you for letting me share about my dad. I'll work now for you. Thank you. I was going on and on. Mediums will be, for the most part, considerate about this. Now, the last part I want to say is how it is, if you are practicing with mediums in a space and they are able to go on and on and on and on and on and on, and on right? If the mentor, and I'm literally pointing the finger at myself here, y'all, if the mentor has not laid out practice session guidelines, which to be honest, I really haven't. That's why I'm doing this podcast. They need to. They need to give what is a productive practice session, which to me, the most efficient is 20 minutes. And then after that, y'all do what you want to do with what time you want to give. But it should never be a dominance, I think, of one person speaking than another. Not when you two are both students developing, whether it's for helpful tips sharing or sharing about the medium's loved ones. We got to have a balance here in these practice sessions as mediums developing. That's what we need. Unless you are one of my advanced students and I have paired you specifically with a year one to coach them. That's a whole nother dynamic. But this podcast is just for my all level current year ones, year twos, even my advanced students. You know, what does a good practice session look like? Please don't be afraid to sugarcoat it and find your voice and say, oh, thank you for sharing, but to be just to make sure we get the most out of our practice time allotment. If you want to go ahead and work for me, I can't wait to hear who I hear from because I know you're going to do a great job of that. They'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, well, my dad was blah, blah, blah. Okay, let me get working for you now. Thanks for that. And it's that simple. And it's that simple. Yeah. So I hope this helps you listeners. I have a student demonstration tonight. Amy, Belinda, and Misty. I call them my trifecta. These three ladies are powerhouse mediums. They are actually very good friends too. It's been very nice to watch their friendship bloom and blossom these past 3 years and travel with them, New Orleans, Lilydale. It's been amazing. And I know they're so excited to step onto the platform for you tonight together. We are going to aim for 2 contacts, maybe 3 each, 7-minute contacts. Of course, I will open up hosting it. I will moderate. I will help them if they need it. But this is a great opportunity to watch my students work. I know Belinda has been a student of mine from ground zero all the way. No other mentorships. Same with Misty, and actually same with Amy. And that's been really fun to watch. So if you want to see the type of mediumship that we bring, it's very organic. There is no pressure. We make it a point to really have fun with spirit, but be rigorous with the quality of mediumship and the messages we deliver. Yes, you can do both of these, right? Have both of these sides and have this duality in a space of learning. But if you want to see what this is all about, then tonight at 7 p.m. Central to probably about 8:10, 8:15 Central, they will be demonstrating. So come join us. It's going to be a lovely time. You can find the info to join at my Instagram page. And actually, you know what I'm going to do, listeners? I'm going to tell you the Zoom ID right now. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is 8 p.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. is to 8 to 9 to 10, 11, 12 to 1 to 2, 2 a.m. in the morning for UK. 7 p.m. is 5 p.m. West Coast or Pacific Time. Join us if you like. No password needed. Just go to Zoom, hit join a meeting, and you're going to enter in the ID of 812-8773-3163. So I will repeat that Zoom ID one more time in case you wanted to, in case you're scrambling for a pen or pencil and paper. You just want to enter meeting ID 812-8773-3163. I will also put it in the podcast description when I publish this little guy right here, right now with RSS, okay? If you ever have any questions, I'm open to listener questions. Submit them at jenniferfezio@gmail.com. Mentorship classes are filling up. We are over halfway full. I opened up 18 slots. I think I have 10 taken. Sunday mornings, I have 3 spots left. Tuesday nights, I have 2 spots left. Thursday mornings, I have 3 spots left. So jump on in if you want. Just register on my website, jenniferfezio.com. Click on the mentorship banner. It'll give you a description of what to expect. I actually have a video up there of myself talking about my program and what it entails. When you click on the link to register, you'll see, scroll down, you'll see the different classes with the dates listed. You will submit a deposit of $150. It serves as your first tuition's payment, and then you're invoiced on a month-to-month basis after that by me personally. The goal moving into 2026 with my students is a new slogan that we are using, and it's, you know, going to go underneath my School of Metaphysics name in the new banner. It's going to say Intuitive Insights School of Metaphysics, where every medium is known, valued, and inspired. I actually took that from a slogan the principal gave us for our school when I taught middle school. And boy, it's so powerful, isn't it? The known, valued, and inspired. So with that being said, I am so excited about tonight at 7 p.m. Central. Join us. We hope you will. And message me with any questions you want me to tackle on the podcast or about the mentorship program. And I will see you soon. Bye-bye.